Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Pyare Sahib, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, on the Day of Judgment, the most precious thing and the most sought after thing will be the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, everybody will be worried about their deeds and they'll know that their deeds are not enough on the balance scales to get them into Jannah. So they'll be hoping for the intercession of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jal will come to Aka Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, listen to this hadith of Mubarak. Aka Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, whoever recites salat upon me on Friday, it will be a means of intercession for him with me on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best of deeds is a sincere intention. And the more intentions we make, the greater the reward. So it's free extras. So you're doing a deed, but now you can multiply reward. How? Very simple. Make the intention that I will listen attentively. I will try to learn as much as I can. I will try to apply the knowledge that I gain to myself, I will pass it on to my family. I won't be lazy, won't play around with my phone or distract myself or others. And I'll try my best to be sincere when I listen to the Bayan. You know, there was a brother who used to come to the Bayan and every week he would listen attentively, go back home, gather his family and repeat the Bayan to them. Every week. So he was like, you know, I listen to the Bayan, but now, alhamdulillah, my family benefit from it as well. That is sincerity for you. So let's make those intentions. And the more good intentions you make, the greater the reward. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad. Hazrat Wahab bin Munabbi, rahmatullah alayhi, says, a saint of Allah, azza wa jal, chose a life of seclusion. He would sit and advise people. He would make dua for people. He would give beautiful madni pearls to them. He would give them beneficial knowledge. One day he said, oh people, we've left our homes, our families. We try to keep away from sins. However, I fear a greater calamity. This calamity afflicts especially the wealthy. It is a desire for people to fulfill your needs because of who you are. It is a desire to get discounts in trade. It is a desire that when you meet people, they respect and honor and admire you. These matters are destructive. Protect yourselves from them. Now, these words of wisdom spread throughout the land. So the king heard and he thought, what a great man. What great words of wisdom. I will go and see him. Upon hearing this, the great sheikh said, why is the king coming to me? The followers said, Hazrat, he wants to listen to you, he wants to gain knowledge from you. The great sheikh, although he used to fast most of the year, on that day, he started to eat something. When the king saw him, the king thought, this is supposed to be a wise man. I was told he fasts every day, and he's not even fasting today. I'm not too impressed by him, and he walks off. The followers said, Hazrat, what is all this about? And the great sheikh said, that now my heart is content. Because when the king came, my nafs was attacking me. Look, the king has come to me. And he said, that ostentation, that pleasing the king could have destroyed me. Now that the king has used these words against me, I am protected from this desire of fame. My dear Islamic brothers, this is how our pious predecessors dealt with this inner desire of the ego for people to know me. Yet today, afsos ke saath, it has become our mission in life. You know, in the olden days, they had a mission. I want to be pious. I want to be good. I want to pray my salah. I want to read the Quran. I want to be a hafiz of Quran. I want to be an alim ad-deen. I want to be successful. I want a good worldly job. Today, one of the main things that our life revolves around is that I want to impress the people. And people spend their entire lives. What is in the? They spend their entire lives trying to get into the hearts of people. What people think becomes more important to them. Being admired, gaining fame, pleases the ego. And we are all hooked on this drug. But if somebody praises you, great, I've had a great day. If somebody criticizes you, he is my enemy, even though I'm wrong. He is my enemy, and my day has gone bad. My dear Islamic brothers, we need to reflect. We need to look at the desires of our heart. Amir al-Sunnah Dawood Barakatuh Mulaliya, Maulana Ilyas Qadri Sahib says, desiring fame is defined as wanting to be well known, well respected. You know that feeling when you walk into a room, I want people to stand up. I want people to appreciate me. I want people to think I'm powerful. I want people to think I'm special. This, Amir al-Sunnah Dawood Barakatuh Mulaliya says, leads to destruction. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi says, the purpose of seeking fame is to establish a status for oneself in the hearts of people. This desire is the root of every corruption. This destroys you. Your focus has shifted. Your focus has shifted from pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to pleasing the people. And not only in worldly matters. When it comes to religious matters, whether it's somebody doing bayan, somebody doing naats, you know, reading the Quran, we can't even sincerely sit down and read the Quran if there are two people in the room. We try to beautify it for them. They'll think, oh, he can read the Quran, great, we're going to honor and respect him. These things lead to destruction. You know, Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the glorious Quran, this abode of the hereafter we create for those who neither seek supremacy in earth nor discord. In Surah Hud, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, whoever desires the life of this world and its adornment, we shall recompense them fully for their deeds in this life. And they will not receive less in it. They are those for whom there is no hereafter except the fire. Whatever they did therein, i.e. in the world, was destroyed, and their deeds were futile. Now, in this verse, the generality includes the desire for fame. My dear Islamic brothers, we go and do deeds. Neki hum kar lete, we try to work hard, we get an opportunity, we take it, we do the deed. We walk away. But the shaitan doesn't stop there. He tried to stop you do the deed. He tried to say, well, it's not your problem. Why are you giving neki ki dawat? Why are you doing this? Why are you reading nafal? Why are you reading namaz? But you've fought him. You've got up for tahajjud. You've kept a roza. You fasted. Now what the shaitan thinks is, he's done the deed. How can I destroy that deed from his book of deeds? So what he does is, oh, I'm very tired today. I got up for tahajjud. So that, you know, brother thinks he's a very pious person. He gets up for tahajjud. Oh, I had a roza today. I did iftar. I'm a bit tired, or I'm a bit hungry. Why? So that you know that I'm pious. What the scholars write is that you're destroying that deed. You've heard the famous hadith of Mubarakah where Shaheed, a martyr in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla appears. The announcement is made. You went to the battlefield so people would call you brave. This is destruction. The glorious Quran says, whoever seeks the harvest of the hereafter, we increase his harvest for him. And whoever seeks the harvest of this world, we grant him a part of it. In commentary of this verse in Tafsir Nurul Irfan, it says, whoever desires the harvest of the hereafter refers to those who intend to please Allah Azza wa Jal and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they perform their deeds purely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. They have nobody else in their heart. They don't do deeds to show off. Their namaz is exactly the same if they're in a full masjid or they're alone in a room. Their Quran recitation is the same. Their dealing with other people is the same. They'll deal with you gently, and when they go home, they deal with their parents in a beautiful way. They deal with their children in a beautiful way. They deal with their wives in a beautiful way. But on the flip side of that, and whosoever desires the harvest of this world refers to the one who performs actions only to gain worldly benefit. He becomes a scholar so that people call him a scholar. He becomes a pilgrim and goes on Hajj and Umrah only so that people say he's very pious. He becomes a warrior to gain respect. He wants fame and nothing else. Now tell me this. Haven't we seen this now? If you've been on Umrah, you're doing the Tawaf-e Kaaba and there's people on live on social media. What ruhani, what spirituality are you going to get from a Tawaf, you know, Umrah, Hajj? If you, every moment you're on there telling the whole world, look where I am. You've got people, you know, there's a time where our pious predecessors and the Muslims used to visit, and as soon as Madinah Park, and as soon as they entered the city of the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they would cry to the extent that people had to carry them. You know, they would be in such a state, they would tremble, thinking, my sinful body in the city of the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm not worthy of this. They would come and sit at the back of the masjid. And when people said, have you been to the Rozai Mubarak? No, I'm not worthy to go there. And if somebody managed to get to the Jaliyah Mubarak, to the Golden Grills, unki halat dekhne wali thi. They had lost their senses. They were humbled, they were crying, they were beseeching, they were supplicating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Allah, we don't deserve to be in the court of your beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when they left, their condition had changed. Their heart had changed. They'd repented from their sins. And they had a firm conviction to live a life of obedience in the court of Allah and His Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today when you go there, every second person has his mobile on, has some earbuds in, and is walking past as if he's a tourist. And then we say we don't have that relationship with Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our ostentation, our drama. And it's acting. What is ostentation? You know, I say drama. It's a drama. If I'm stood here and I'm thinking, well, I've got all these people sat in front of me, so my bayan needs to be good. I need to be an actor. Well, I'm not a muballigh then. I'm an actor, isn't it? If I'm reading namaz with khushu and khuzu, with sincerity and humbleness, but only because you're there, then I'm not a namazi, I'm not one who prostrates in the court. I'm an actor, I'm acting. If I'm doing deeds to show you, and I'm pretending to be nice and pious, and I speak to you in a nice way, but I don't speak to the people who are not going to, you know, benefit me in the same way, then what is this? I remember many years ago, I was in Pakistan, and I met a guy, and he was so sweet. I spent a bit of time with him. And we toured a little bit as well. And I thought, wow, this guy's ikhlaq is brilliant. He speaks so nicely to people and everything else. We sat down to eat in a restaurant. And the mulazim who brought out the food made some sort of mistake. I think he either spilled something or there was something that wasn't right. And the way he burst at him, and the way he dealt with him, and that gharib person just lowered his head. He couldn't say anything. And I thought, this is just the cover. This is just drama. everything he's been doing all day, he's been doing because he was with me and he thought, I've got to create a good impression. But the truth has come out. Doesn't that happen to us? And if it does, ask yourself, who is the real me? You can deceive other people, but you can't deceive yourself. And when you're in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, it won't be this person you pretend to be. It will be the real you. The problem is, we're not sincere. We need to look at our actions. Today, you know, some of us are in this misconception. I'm pious. Look, people think I'm good. Look, I read the Quran. Look, I read namaz. I attend the ijtimaz. I travel on kafilas. But alone, I want you to ask yourself this question. How much of what you do is to show people? And you know, one of the problems is, sometimes it's subconscious as well. We don't analyze our thoughts. We don't kind of, we're doing it to show people. I might be reading namaz here and thinking, Hazrat is stood next to me. I can't even read namaz, but I've got to read properly. But it's subconscious. Straight away, Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, you need to capture your thoughts. Why? Greatest of respect to them. But why would I want to show them my namaz? I'm reading for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Straight away. And when these thoughts first come into your mind about being famous on social media and everything else, you should ask yourself, why? And if it keeps going back, keep attacking the thought. Why should I pray to show you? Why should I read the Quran to show anybody? Who's that important? Nobody's that important. My worship, my ibadat should be for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. There is that famous ayah mubarakah where, you know, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, say, surely my prayer, my sacrifice, my life, and my death are all for Allah Azza wa Jal, Lord of all the worlds. Now ask yourself, is your prayer purely for Allah Azza wa Jal? Are the sacrifices you make every day for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal? Or have you mixed in other people? Is your life purely, you know, run for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal? And when you die, we get to a stage where we could be ill and dying. And we're still more worried about what people think than what deeds we've got. My dear Islamic brothers, we seriously need to think what we're doing and where we're going. We say we do all these things. My dear Islamic brothers, have we ever thought about how much of those deeds we've done purely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal? And let me give you a litmus test. I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Is there any deed in my record which only I know and Allah Azza wa Jal knows? Koi hai? You know, aisi neki, so a deed which you've done, which you did for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you didn't tell anybody, nobody knew, you could have told somebody. If you look, the sad thing is that we lower our heads in shame because we can't think of a deed that we've done purely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and then hidden from the people. You know, the pious Buzurg say that there was a time where neki kar darya mein dal. When you're doing a deed, it's like throwing something into the river, it's gone. Forget about it. You know, when you do a good deed, don't tell anybody, forget about it. Today, we live in this social media era where as soon as we do a good deed, it's got to go on Facebook. Now, you've wasted it. You did that deed, not for the sake of Allah. You did it to advertise it. You've advertised it. What good reward can you expect? Nothing. This is how we have destroyed our hard work. Per Islam, if you get up in the morning, it's cold at the moment, you've done wuzu at home, you've walked 3, 4, 5 streets, you've come to the masjid, you've stood in the first saf, Allahu Akbar behind the imam, you've done the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you've gone back home. But if during the day you say, I prayed namaz in masjid just to show off people and to impose yourself. All that hard work All that hard work. Oh, I've been praying namaz in the masjid for 10 years. Who are you telling? Allah knows. Why are you wasting it? You know, there was a bazurg, and they came to see somebody who'd come back from Umrah or Hajj. And the man was like me. He wanted to show off, and he says to his servant, he says, give Hazrat water in the piala that I brought when I went to Hajj the second or third time. So he was trying to tell Hazrat, I've been on Hajj 3 times. And the pious man of Allah turned to him and said, just to show me, you've just wasted 3 of your Hajj? 3 Hajj zaya kar diye mujhe dikhane ke liye. What have you done? And yet this is what we do. We will waste our deeds purely so that other people are impressed. Have we ever thought about it? You know, if I had to try and impress one of you, yeah, what am I going to gain? If I come to your shop, you ain't going to give me a discount. You know, why would I be trying to impress another brother? What am I going to achieve? Look, this is what the nafs and ego and the shaitan do. They want you to desire fame because it's evil. Because it takes away the humility and it takes away your sincerity. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, there are people of my nation that if they ask you for a dinar, you would refuse. And if they ask you for a dirham, you would refuse. And if they ask you for a coin, you would still refuse. Yet, if they ask Allah Almighty for paradise, He will grant it to them. And if they ask for worldly things, He will withhold them, because this world is worth nothing in His court. Many people who wear worn clothes are such that if they swear an oath by Allah, He fulfills it. You know who these people are? These are those people. Their namaz is for Allah Azza wa Jal. Their fasting is for Allah Azza wa Jal. Their tilawat al-Quran is for Allah Azza wa Jal. Their durood wa salam is for the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They don't care about me and you. They don't want to show any deeds to anybody. They want to hide their deeds. The great Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi would teach all day. Come home. Do ghusl, wear a very fancy jubbah, wear a very expensive imama sharif, and start praying nafil. He didn't do it when he was in the masjid. He would do it alone in his room. This was sincerity. These people who don't desire fame, who don't want to be famous, who don't want to show people, these are those people that if they ask Allah for something, Allah Azza wa Jal fulfills whatever they ask for. In another hadith in Mubarak, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people of paradise are those with dusty faces, unkept hair, worn clothes, those who are looked down upon. If they seek permission to visit kings, they are denied. If they propose for marriage, they are rejected. And when they speak, their words are ignored. Their needs weigh heavily upon their hearts. Yet they are the ones destined for paradise. If the light of even one of them were divided amongst all the people on the day of judgment, it would suffice for everyone. I want you to ask yourself today, what sincerity do I have? Do I, before I do any deed, do I ask myself, is this for Allah, or do I just do a routine? Or do I just want to impress people? Do I just want to be popular? Do I want fame? How much sincerity is there in my heart? The pious servants of Allah found peace. Now, I'll give you a little tip today. You know, when you get time, today or another day, seclude yourself at home before you go to sleep. Nobody knows. Read 2 nafil, Salatul Tawbah. Cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask for forgiveness for your sins. Read a ruku of the Quran. Read the translation and commentary. But nobody knows. And then go to bed. You will have the most beautiful peace in your heart and you will have the most beautiful sleep because you've done a deed for Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then hide that. Do it every day. But nobody, not even your partner, your children, nobody knows. Yeah, we had those special people. And this is not, I'm talking about hundreds of years ago. Even now, you know, there are people where a man's crying in his room and the children say to their mother, Mother, why is our father crying? And the mother says, because he's missing Medina. He went to Medina, He's not had the chance to go again. It's been years. So every night he locks himself in his room and he cries in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask yourself, we claim to be Ashiqi Rasul. When was the last time you cried in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Kabhi Madine ka tasavvur band ke, have you ever said, ki, Ya Allah, I want to see the city of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have we ever done that? Have we ever said, Ya Allah, you've given me so much, I didn't deserve this. Ya Allah, the respect, the honor that you've given me, the wealth that you've given me, I'm not worthy of this. Ya Allah, tera shukr hai. No, we want more. Today, the biggest thing that the Muslim Ummah needs is sincerity. You know, today we've got wealth, we've got everything, but we haven't got sincerity. Look at the companions of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had nothing. They had literally nothing. They didn't know where the next meal was coming from. They used to go on battles and share dates between them. One would put it in his mouth and then pass it to the next one. They didn't know where the next meal was coming from. But because they had sincerity in their hearts, they ruled the world. And today, we lack that sincerity in our hearts. And look at our state. Look at where we are. This love for fame, this love for respect from others, these are all diseases of the heart. They kill your peace and tranquility. These are traps of the nafs and shaitan. And they destroy even the greatest of people. Scholars, worshippers. Why? Because we don't think. We fall into this worldly trap. Think everybody else is doing it. So I'll start putting everything on social media. And you know, those photographs. And I challenge you. You know, the last time, say you were in Medina Sharif or Makkah Sharif and you took all those photographs. Did you ever go back and look at them? And yet you wasted that precious moment taking photographs rather than humbly standing in the court of Allah Azzawajal in front of the Kaaba, or rather than standing humbly in the court of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of the golden jaliyah. It's time to think. Give up this, I am this. I did this. I did that. I am special. I want to be better than other people. And start thinking that I want to do everything for the sake of Allah Azzawajal. My dear Islamic brothers, you know, if you spend your life every time controlling and training your mind to do every single act for the sake of Allah Azzawajal, it becomes a habit. And then that becomes a habit. And the day we depart from this world, all these people, nobody can help any of us. When the day we go, no matter how much you respect and honor somebody, you can't help anybody. If I've done my deeds to show you, you won't give me any reward. You can't help me. You can't come to my grave with me. The best I can expect from you is that you will carry me there and put me under the soil. But if I've done my deeds to show you, I'll be going empty-handed into that grave. But with respect, if I don't care what you think, and I did everything for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that grave will be a garden of paradise for me. Then when I rise on the day of judgment, I won't care who thinks what. Because if Allah and His Habib are happy with me, and that is the greatest success in this world and the hereafter. It's time to change. It's time to get away from our foolish desires. You know, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has taught us the true mu'min is the one who is sincere in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Recognize others, but do not seek to be recognized. Respect others, but don't expect return. You know, don't pretend that other people should respect me. Walk behind other people. Be humble. Don't expect to lead everybody. And ask questions, but let no one be in need of asking you. So don't pretend that you are special and other people should be begging you. Don't treat your family in a bad way. And you know, at the end of the day, ostentation, showing off, wanting this respect. It's a lie. Yeh jhoot hai. And we all perpetuate this lie. Whereas sincerity in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is truth. Sachai. It is the truth. I'm doing this for the sake of Allah. Don't care about anybody else. That is truth. And that is the truth, which the scholars say is enough for you to be successful in this life and the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us sincerity in everything we do. The last thing I'd leave you with is this. Ke apne zehen mein na ek choti si diary bana le. Ke today, which deeds did I do which only I know and Allah and His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam know? Every day. And try at least to have one deed that you protect with all your might so that nobody knows. Make that effort. And then when we go to that dark and lonely grave, aur to kuch nahi, we know what our deeds are like. Lekin maybe that one deed we did every day for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal will come back to save us from the torments of the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to act upon what I have said. May Allah Azza wa Jal give me the ability to act upon it. And may Allah Azza wa Jal bless the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Mubalik for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Said, O Mubalik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Said,